Sample test 3. Part A. Spot dictation.
Okay. Making a presentation is often a source of anxiety for people. They usually rank it as one of the things they least want to do. But it doesn't have to be that way. Here are some tips to make your next presentation go more smoothly. First, it's very important to analyze the situation. Think about your audience. What do they want to know? What do you want to accomplish? What is the most effective way to get your ideas across in the time that you have? Once you've figured that out, you're ready for step 2, preparation. Make an outline of your key objectives. This will help you shape a clear presentation. You want to begin with an introduction. Go on to cover your main points, and then end with a conclusion. Remember to be clear and simple. Too many details will confuse and bore your audience. The third step is practice. One of the best ways to eliminate anxiety is to spend time knowing your material. Reread it and practice speaking in front of a mirror or another person. You could also tape yourself and play it back to see how you can improve. Practice will make you more confident. The delivery of your presentation is the fourth important step. Concentrate on maintaining good posture, speaking clearly and slowly, and making eye contact with your audience. Beginning your presentation with an anecdote or funny story is a good way to make that initial contact with your audience. Remember to smile. Finally, it's a good idea to use visual aids. They are a very effective method of conveying your ideas. Also, keep them simple and easy to read. Charts, slides, videos, or handouts. All of these can be effective tools when used properly. Make sure you are prepared and know how to use any equipment ahead of time. By following these 5 steps, you should be able to enjoy your next presentation, not dread it.
Part B, Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements.
1. Good news. I'm not going to need any surgery after all. The doctor says that I can start working out again soon.
2. I have to fill out these forms now. They are due at the financial aid office by tomorrow afternoon.
3. I feel horrible. Jane was furious that I lost her notes, but I'll let her cool off a few days before I talk to her.
4. Last Monday, when I was at Dr. Smith's office, I spent over an hour in the waiting room. Something must have come up that day.
5. About the concert tonight, it's unlikely I'll be able to pick you up before 7. What about just getting together there?
6. I didn't even read the textbook, but I still managed to get an A on the test. Now you know why I never missed a lecture.
7. I'm going to be at a lecture in the auditorium most of the morning, and you know what the air conditioning is like there. That's why I'm wearing this sweater.
8. Did you go to the concert the other day? It set a record for attendance. There wasn't an empty seat in the house.
9. The State Ballet is coming to town next weekend, and I just happen to have one ticket. But I've got some sort of conflict in my schedule.
10. How much longer should I boil these vegetables? They look pretty done to me. The recipe says it needs only about 10 minutes total.
That's the end of side A. 2. Talk and questions. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation. Dr. Johnson, thank you for agreeing to this interview for the Daily Campus News. Can you tell us about what you and your colleagues discussed at the annual Astronomy Society meeting last month?
Yes. For the first time ever, the scientific community has established the existence of planets outside our own solar system. Of course, we knew that certain distant stars existed, but only recently did we learn that several of them are orbited by their own planets.
Why did it take so long to locate these planets?
You have to understand that they are a billion times dimmer than their parent stars. It would be like trying to see the light of a candle next to a huge explosion. We don't currently have a telescope that can be used to see them.
But if the astronomers didn't see the planets through a telescope, how did they find them?
By a very indirect method. The astronomers measured subtle distortions in the frequency of light from the parent stars and observed that some of the stars seemed to rock back and forth. They determined that this was caused by gravitational pull from orbiting planets.
There is a powerful new telescope being built in Arizona. Will that help them see these planets?
They should be able to see them at least in the form of small spots of light, and then the scientists will be able to break down and analyze this light. By doing this, they hope to learn about the chemical composition of these planets. Oxygen and ozone molecules, for example, will be telltale signs of life on these planets.
I'm looking forward to hearing more when the telescope is in operation, and I'm sure our readers will be interested too. Questions.
11. What is the purpose of this conversation?
12. What is the conversation mainly about?
13. How did the scientists establish the existence of the planets?
14. According to the professor, what might the scientists learn about the planets by using the new telescope?
Questions 15 to 18 are based on the following talk.
I'm Frank. I'm having some trouble with chemistry this year. It's hard. The teacher acts like we're so smart that we ought to have no trouble learning it. I find the textbook confusing, and then I get discouraged. I can't make sense of what the teacher is saying in class. Well, some of us got together and formed a study group. It seems to work okay most of the time. We compare notes, and then go over the discussion questions in each chapter. The only problem is that sometimes one of my friends will come to the study group unprepared. He'll forget his notes, or he won't have read the book beforehand. That really bothers me. I guess those guys who don't prepare are going to have a hard time on the final exam.
Questions. 15. Which of the following subjects is Frank having trouble with?
16. Which of the following statements is not true as regards Frank's difficulty with the subject?
17. What's the learning strategy Frank and his classmates are using?
18. Which of the following statements is not true according to Frank? Questions 19 to 22 are based on the following two talks. I'm Michael. I'm trying to learn this new computer program at school. It's kind of embarrassing. Most of the other kids have already picked it up, and I just can't get it. There's this software manual at school. I borrowed the book and took it home to read, but it didn't seem to help. There was simply too much information for me to remember. My problem is that I don't have enough time to sit down and learn it properly. I'm not sure what to do next.
I'm Sonia. I'm going to France next summer, so I want to learn as much French as I can. So I started taking a French class at the local community center. Well, the great thing is, the class is free. The problem is, it's not very easy. Well, you see, it's supposed to be a beginning level class. No way. I'm telling you, most of the people in there, they already knew how to speak French when they started the class. They can say basic conversational phrases, and they know how to pronounce the words. I am a complete beginner. I did not know one word of French when I started this class. So I always feel lost, bothered from day one. I had no idea what was going on. Now, the teacher is nice, but he's not very good. He gets off the topic, and he'll get stuck on some tiny little point for like half an hour at a time. But you know, I really shouldn't complain, because after all, this class is free.
Questions. 19. What is Michael trying to learn?
20. Michael admits he has some problems. Which of the following is not one of the problems he mentions in his talk?
21. Why is Sonia starting to learn French?
22. Sonia mentioned several problems with the French class she is attending. Which of the following is not one of these problems? Questions 23 to 30 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Ravana. Over here.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Been waiting long?
No, not at all. Have a seat.
Oh, it's great to see you.
Same here. So, how's the new apartment working out?
Good, good. I like it. The neighborhood, though, is...
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, there's a real graffiti problem. Some of the buildings down the street are covered with it, and it looks terrible.
I know what you mean. My neighborhood is the same way. I think we need to report people who are writing the graffiti to the police.
Yeah, that would really help, except I never see them doing it.
Well, other than that, how's the new neighborhood?
Well, I like all the stores. It's convenient for shopping, and it's pretty quiet at night. That's definitely a plus.
Sounds like you're pretty satisfied.
Yeah, I guess so. The only other problem is that it's impossible to find parking. I have to drive around the block 6 or 7 times to find a space. Usually I can find one, but sometimes I have to park really far away.
Well, is there any way you can rent space in a garage?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm thinking about doing just that. So how are things in your neck of the woods?
Well, there's a bit of a noise problem where I live. I live right down the street from a school. The bell rings every morning at 7:30. It's impossible to sleep in.
Oh, what a drag.
Yeah, and when the school lets out, the kids are really noisy. I mean, they're nice kids, just loud.
Well, I don't know what you could do about that situation.
Yeah, there's really nothing I can do, I guess. I just have to live with it. I don't know.
Excuse me, are you ready to order?
Could you give us a few more minutes?
Thanks.
I guess we'd better look at these menus first and talk later.
Yeah. So what's good here?
Well, I think the fish is pretty good. I've also tried the turkey club, which isn't bad.
Questions. 23. Where are Mike and Rosanna?
24. Rosanna mentions that her neighborhood has several features to recommend. Which of the following does Rosanna not mention?
25. According to the conversation, there is one real problem in both the woman's neighborhood and the man's. Which is that problem?
26. What does Mike suggest doing to prevent or solve this problem?
27. What's the other problem that Rosanna mentions about her neighborhood?
28. What's the problem with Mike's neighborhood?
29. Which of the following things causes the problem?
30. What can Mike do about that situation?
Part C. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
1. The Internet is used by millions of people, which means that it is becoming a good way for companies to advertise and sell products.
2. You should try out different kinds of food. Within a few months, you will have acquired a taste for many of the regional specialities.
3. If I had been able to predict the future 2 years ago, I could have made a fortune from my stock investments.
We carry over 30 million passengers a year, and we fly to 41 destinations in 25 foreign countries.
Five. The next item on the agenda is the new Spanish sales organization. As you know, we're going to open the new sales office in March.
Two, passage translation. One, well, I have my own small business. I think all business owners, especially small business owners, have to be pretty creative. We have to do everything. I do the work, answer the phones, take care of the accounting. You know, there are so many potential problems, and there's no one else to turn to. I mean, I can't ask my boss for help. I am the boss. The hardest part is figuring out how to identify your customers. Who are they? Where are they? How can you get to them?
I'm an interior designer, so what I do is go into people's homes and create a suitable environment for them. You know, my clients, they don't know what they want, so I have to look at their homes and decide what would look best. Not every idea works in every home. You have to match the appropriate idea with the right place. After I come up with an idea, I present it to my client. Sometimes they don't like my idea first. You have to start all over again.